survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Hi, welcome to Family Feud for a massive Friday night. We've been out right across this country asking people all sorts of fun questions, and now it's time to see if two families can guess the answers to win a load of cash or even a brand new car. So let's meet our families right now. First up, our carryover champs from Queensland, the De Wedger family. Somebody went a little cray-cray last night.
Have you recovered?
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
I was afraid. I was almost afraid you were going to win because I knew you'd go berserk. But inside, a little happy with oneself?
Yes, a little bit calmer within myself.
Okay.
I've had a good hard look at myself.
Good.
When I got home, and I thought, yeah, just calm down.
Just remember, there is another three members that contributed to that win. So let's now introduce
them.
Yes,
this is my beautiful niece, Liana, my smarty pants sister, Kath, and my mother, Kay.
Lovely to have you guys back. Welcome back. And ready to take them on tonight from Victoria. Let's hear it for the best family.
Thank you.
Would you mind introducing us to your
I have my auntie Robin, my cousin Andrew, his beautiful wife Karen, who's also a similar height to you, Grant.
Hi, Karen. I love you. And I liked Andrew's little... He did a little presentation dance. He goes, I'm Andrew. Team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you might see while driving across the Nullarbor Plain. Louise?
Dirt.
And a lot of it.
Yeah.
Talia.
Ooh. I'm going to have to say hills.
You would see some hills?
Yep.
Not on the Nullarbor Plain. Let's go. Robin.
What? Talk about giving me a hard one the first shot, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't want to make it too easy. You can't give away 10 grand in the first
no,
2 minutes.
Don't.
Let's do this. Name something you might see while driving across the Nullarbor Plain.
Look, I have to say animals.
Yeah, not bad. Let's see if it's there. First strike. Sorry, guys. Andrew.
I was going to say kangaroos because it's the outback. You're going to get kangaroos jumping along the
Good strategy
road,
to so. This answer. Let's see if it works. There it is! Yeah, do it again! Yeah. Love it! Hi, Karen.
Hi, Grant.
Something you might see while driving across the Nullarbor Plain.
I think you would see a really long road.
You would see a really long road. Oh, man! Second strike. Okie dokie. The De Wedgers could steal. You know, I drove across the Nullarbor Plain in a golf buggy once.
Is that a little clue or...?
No. So I'm not helping you. I'm just telling a really useless story to throw you off the track.
Ooh.
It's a long way.
Yeah.
Talia.
Oh, I'm just going to say soil. I know it's kind of like
soil,
dirt, but I'm not sure.
Let's see soil. Afraid not. Good try. De Wedgers. Kay, what would you say?
I'd say the train line.
The train line?
Train.
Kay. Train. Liana.
Camel.
Camel? No, it's cool. There's a lot of them in Australia.
I was thinking...
Louise.
This is not what I'm going, but I'm thinking in my head roadkill, but...
It's a weird head, isn't it?
We'll go... They assure me that it's train.
OK, so you don't necessarily agree with it, but you're going with it anyway. We're going for train because there's a big train that runs from
Apparently,
left to right across this country.
Beautiful.
And so does the Nullarbor Plain. Let's have a look. Sorry. Camel.
Emu.
Emu.
Trees.
Not many.
Nothing.
There's a lot of that.
Sand.
Yep, that's why it's a desert.
Desert.
And that's why a desert is a desert. There we have it. 0:36. Nullarbor Plain. It's the world's longest, straightest road, in fact. And if they go on to win for 5 nights in a row, whoever does it, they could be taking home the incredible all-new Mitsubishi Outlander and drive that road. This family SUV seats 5 comfortably and is packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift and eco drive support, so it can drive on the dirt as well, family. Here's a question for everybody playing along at home. I want the top answer to this one. Name something you do in bed when you're scared. We'll come back and compare answers after the break. Don't go anywhere. two families are still competing for that shot at $10,000. Now, before the break, I asked, name something you do in bed when you're scared. The top answer was...
hide under covers!
Is it gone yet?
Liana, Robin, let's play. Friday to you. Feels like a Friday to me.
Sure does.
We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name an animal that swims. Liana?
Dolphin.
Dolphin does. Good. Robin.
Fish.
A fish swims. No. What do you do, Andrew?
I'm a paramedic.
A dancing paramedic?
Well, no, just a...
Just a paramedic?
Just a paramedic.
Mm. Let's have a look at this first question. Name an animal that swims.
A whale.
Whale swims. Yeah. An animal that swims.
What about a penguin, Grant?
Hmm. They swim and they walk. Mm. They're a walkie swimmer. First strike, I'm afraid. Kalia.
Ooh, what about a duck?
What about it? Hmm. Let's have a look. No. With the little legs under the water going... That's the sound they make too, Robin.
Well, I don't think it is, actually. No.
OK. Don't need to get all scientific on me.
I think I will say a shark.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. What sound would a shark make?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. About that.
Da-dum, dun-dum. Hey!
Well, thinking of those big, vicious animals, I'm thinking maybe a crocodile.
Yeah. Mm, they swim.
One for the Queenslanders. They got crocodiles.
What about croc? Second strike. The wedges could steal back, so they're going to have a think. Karen.
What about a human? I swim.
Hey, I swim too. We must be related. Oh, good try, though.
Me choose.
Do wedgies.
Because they're very scarce frogs.
Frogs, yeah.
Egg. I was going to go jellyfish.
Yeah, egg. Cool. Liana.
I was thinking platypus.
Platypus is kind of cool. Louise, you didn't seem to react too positively to those options.
The best. Don't think the crowd really likes that either. So I'm going to go with...
It's not up to the crowd to decide, though, just quietly.
This is true, this is true. Let's go a... Oh, it's not going to... We'll go alligator. It wasn't what I was going to say, but I just changed it right then.
Oh, on the fly. Oh, you just gone all
so
rogue.
So many things in my
You've just gone rogue. Alligator!
No.
No! Oh! Didn't work. The best gets some more points. Dog.
Seal.
Oh, there was platypus on the board. Dog, of course. Dog. Dog paddle.
Ah.
I knew the penny would drop then. Oh, give me Kath. Give me Andrew. Let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 5 answers are on the board. Name a reason you might suspect someone of being a vampire. Kath?
Fangs.
Fangs is an answer that should work, and it does. Name a reason you might suspect someone of being a vampire.
If they've got horns.
If they've got horns.
No.
No. Oh. It's good to have a try, though, Kay. Oh. It's good to have a try. We always say have a crack, because you just never know. Louise.
They drink blood.
You said that a little creepy. Good job. Yay! You got to be a fan of the vampire franchises, do you?
Yeah. Got into Twilight.
Did you a little bit?
A little bit.
Which team were you on?
Edward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Not bad. Name a reason you might suspect someone of being a vampire.
Pale, really pale skin.
Love the answer. Is it on the board? Yeah. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
You guys currently trail at the moment. You are on zero. You're two away from a clean sweep, Kath. Oh, a reason you might suspect someone of being a vampire.
Sleeps in a coffin.
That's yeah.
Dead giveaway.
Beautiful.
Oh. second strike. Best family could steal. How's Louise the super coach here? Okay.
I'd suggest if they're dressed like a vampire.
Yeah, if they look... If they're wearing the clothes of a vampire. Oh. Third strike. Best family. Karen, what would you say?
They come out at night.
Dancing paramedic.
Skin burns in the sun. Burns.
Robin.
Paramedic.
Ah! Robin.
They like to bite the neck.
They like to bite the neck, they do. Carlisle.
I think I'm going to have to go with my Auntie Robin and say bite the neck.
Let's see. Yeah. Whoa, there you go. Congratulations, the best family. Grabbing another bag of points. Go 289, remaining answer. They're only out of nine. The wedges on zero. The best family on 289. Don't be too hard on yourself, Louise. It's still, you know, there's still plenty of time in the show. Look, do you like to play at home? Well, then head to 10 Play and you can catch all the highlights from this show and the fun bits that also don't make it into an on-air show. Sometimes it happens. And just look for Family Feud. All the details you need are there. When we come back, triple points time right here on Family Feud. The best family, 289. Our carryover champs who did win $10,000 last night don't look like they're going to earn much right now if they keep that going. But what will help is triple points, which is what we're doing now. First family, 300 points, gets a chance to win the $10,000 and it's triple point time now. Give me Kay, give me Karen. Let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you plan to do on the weekend but never get around to. Karen.
Clean the house.
Clean the house is not a bad answer. And top answer. Karen, pass it back. Name something you plan to do on the weekend but never get around to doing.
Probably gardening.
Gardening. Nice. Name something you plan to do on the weekend and never get round to.
Sleeping. Yeah.
First strike, I'm afraid. Andrew.
Well, I take pride in my car. Mm-hmm. And sometimes weekends it rains, so I generally like to keep it clean and the only time I've got off is the weekend, so let's clean the car.
Start washing the car. Yeah. Not a bad answer. Let's see if it's on the board. Yeah, it is.
I really would like to go for a walk on the weekends, but I just never get around to it.
Let's have a look. One strike down. We're in a very important stage of the competition. You guys are going great guns right now, Carly. And now something you plan to do on the weekend and never get around to.
Might get in trouble for this one, but catch up with family and friends.
Never get around to it. That's your excuse. Let's have a look. No. Second strike. The wedges could steal. Robin.
I would have to say spend some time with the kids, hang out with the kids.
Mm, you've just kind of swapped answers just there, haven't you?
Mm.
Kids. Three strikes, I'm afraid. The wedges. Kay.
I was thinking of mowing the lawn.
Mowing the lawn. Good answer. Kat.
Washing windows.
Washing windows.
We're mowing the lawn.
Yep, mowing the lawn. We reckon that's pretty good, don't
we're
we?
Going with
You're pretty happy with that. Mm. What about lawn mowing? Yeah! How's that? Do we just grab some much important points? Number 8.
Shopping.
Relaxing. Housework. Neither team has reached 300 points, as you can now see, which means we go to sudden death. Team captains to the podium. Right. There is only one answer here on the board and it's worth triple points right now. Whoever wins sudden death will win the game and become our brand new family champions. Best of luck. We surveyed 100 people and the top answer is on the board. Name something you buy at the movies.
Yes, I've got it! Oh, you got it. Oh, no, I thought I had it. Oh,
bye-bye.
Sorry.
Alia, name something you buy at the movies.
Now I've got 1,000 answers running through my head. Popcorn.
We need popcorn to be the top answer, and you're our brand new champions. Do you like that answer, Louise?
That's what I was going for.
You would have said that had you been the first person to press the button.
Had I?
Let's have a look. The Best Family have done it in the shootout of shootouts. The sudden death of sadness for the DeWedges. Oh, man. Counselling required over here, but you know what? They're taking home over $10,000. Which ain't bad at all, is it?
Awesome.
Well done. They are the DeWedges and they played beautifully. Great to have
Thank
you guys.
You.
Best Family, Fast Money. Who's going to play? Yeah, I love standing next to you as well. That was crazy. What a shootout of shootouts that became. I do feel a little bit sorry for Louise's kind of preemptive party celebration despite not hitting the button. But you guys are our brand new champions. That's cool. Are we excited?
Oh, yeah.
Can we get 10,000 bucks?
Oh, yeah.
Let's start by sending you back to our soundproof booth and we shoot for 10,000 next. It's called Fast Money on Family Feud with our brand new champs.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Welcome back. It's Fast Money time here on The Feud. So let's see if the best family can now win some cash.
We are the best.
You are the best. Now, if you and Robin get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000, OK? Now, Robin is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. She's just pushing the walls away, pushing them right out. Oh, oi! There she is. She's on Pulp Fiction right now. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back at this time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question, OK? Can I have 20 seconds on the clock, please? Best of luck. Name something you'd do to try and entertain a teenager.
Movies.
Name a drink that has bubbles in it.
Champagne.
Name an animal that sleeps during the day.
Possum.
Name something you have to clean regularly.
The house.
Name something people smell before they buy it.
Perfume.
Pretty darn good. All right, let's go. Was that enjoyable?
Yeah, maybe.
It's a bit intense, isn't it?
It is very
There's a
intense.
Lot happening in a short amount of time. Name something you'd do to try and entertain a teenager. You said. Take them to the movies. The survey says. Great stuff. What about a drink that has bubbles in it? You're thinking about it right now, aren't you? You said.
Too right.
Survey says. Fantastic. Name an animal that sleeps during the day. You said. Possum. Survey says. 9. Name something you have to clean regularly. Lily. You said. House. Survey says. 12. Name something people smell before they buy it. You said. Perfume. The survey says. That's cool. That's cool. Well done. Carried it back to the family. Clear the board. It's scary. You don't know what you're walking back into.
No.
You're walking back into some good news. You only need 73 for $10,000.
Wow.
Right? So she's more than done enough. I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions. You're the second player. It's a little trickier, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds. If you pass on a question, we'll come back if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Karen's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question, so good luck, Robin.
Thank you.
Name something you'd do to try and entertain a teenager.
Music.
Name a drink that has bubbles in it.
Lemonade.
Name an animal that sleeps during the day.
A possum.
Try again.
Pass.
Name something you'd have to clean regularly.
Your car.
Name something people smell before they buy it.
Fruit.
Name an animal that sleeps during the day.
A bat.
Ooh! You got it. You got it. Let's go.
That's what I'm thinking.
Name something you do to try and entertain a teenager. You said music. The survey says 8. Video games was the top answer. We need 65 for 10,000. Name a drink that has bubbles in it. You said lemonade does. Survey says. Had you said Coke, you would have the top answer.
Oh, I thought about it.
No, didn't say it though.
No, I didn't.
53 now. We're still arrowing in on the target, so you're still going well. Name an animal that sleeps during the day. You said a bat. Boy, you just got that in there too. Survey says 13. You want another top answer? Owl. So we need just 40 from the last two. Name something you have to clean regularly. You said your car. Feel good about that?
Not 40 points good, no.
It's only going to be 20 really with two left. So survey says 7. Top answer was teeth. 33 from this last answer. And as you can see by the last answer on the left, we can do this.
Yep.
Name something people smell before they buy. You said. Do you do that?
Yeah.
All fruit?
No, not all fruit.
And what if it stinks, you just put it down?
Yeah, it's off.
What if someone else just had smelly hands? Before you had been there. Everyone's going, ooh. Do you smell it just to see if it's how fresh it is?
Yeah, like if it's ripe or overripe.
Okay. Do you reckon that there is 33 or more in this?
No, I do not.
It's going to be close. I know it's going to be real close. You ready to do it for $10,000?
Yep.
The survey says... Oh, no! The top answer was perfume. And Karen had that. Not $10,000, but $10 for every Fast Money point. And they'll be back again on Monday for another shot at $10,000. Stick around. The project's coming up right now on 10. It's news for all the family. Join us again when we return on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm Grant Denyer. Good night, Australia. Love you.